Breakfast Briefing on News Talk
with Super Value Car and Home Insurance. Insurance that rewards you at supervalue.ie/insurance.
We'll turn now to the national and international media to see what's making headlines this morning. Now, that latest setbacks in the Brexit negotiations features in some shape or form on the front of the Irish Times, the Examiner and the Irish Independent today. The Irish Times headline, Britain and EU fail to reach a deal ahead of the summit. This is the summit of EU leaders, which is due to take place on Wednesday in Brussels. The Examiner's headline, Rab and Barnier fail to agree key Brexit issues. And as we know, the backstop agreement, the issue with the Irish border, is one of the main sticking points in these negotiations. And the Irish Independent, they have an interesting take on the Brexit story this morning. Their headline, UK's Brexit migrants outbidding homeowners. So this is a different take on this story. It's in relation to a survey that was carried out by Real Estate Alliance Network for the Irish Independent today. So they gathered data from estate agents all over the country. And basically what they found was that new data found that almost half of estate agents nationwide have experienced an increase in UK inquiries for properties here over the past year. And this is as Brexit looms. So it showed that Brexit is proving to be a double-edged sword, which is helping to drive sales of property, but also putting further pressure on the stretched market. And sales to UK-based buyers have now increased by 10% on average over the past year. And the buyers, the paper says, are a mix of Irish emigrants who want to return home and British workers who want to relocate to Ireland, or those who wish to retire here. So just a different take on the Brexit story. But we will be hearing lots about those talks. I'll be talking to Enda Brady from Sky later on after those talks stalled again after the weekend, and they're going into that crucial summit on Wednesday now with no draft deal in place. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner this morning, Danny McConnell is writing about, following on from last week, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is demanding an apology for Frances Fitzgerald after she was vindicated, as we know, by last week's Disclosures Tribunal report. We did hear the Health Minister calling for anybody involved in the call, I suppose, for Frances Fitzgerald's head, as he said it during that time, that they should apologise and should withdraw those remarks. We heard the Health Minister, Simon Harris, say that last week. But the Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, seems to be adding his voice to this today. Danny McConnell reporting that he has described the opposition's behaviour as bang out of order, and that those responsible should reflect on their behaviour and they should apologise to Frances Fitzgerald. To the tabloids now, all the tabloids leading with a different front page story this morning. In the Mirror, the headline there, Swept to Death by Callum. This is a story of an Irish man, very sad story, David Dooley from Tullamore in County Offaly, and the paper reporting that he drowned in Brighton on Saturday. Tributes being paid to him in the paper this morning. This is high winds and stormy conditions following on from Storm Callum, which we experienced ourselves here last Thursday. Then the Herald, we have a woman gouged Garda's eyes, an exclusive by Andrew Phelan in the Herald this morning about an assault on a Garda by a Dublin woman after he tried to arrest her friend. The Sun running a headline, Costs Shock. State spent £122k on a tent. This relates to how much money the government spent on the National Ploughing Championships, with reports that one tent cost over €122,000. Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConagall quoted in the paper as saying you could buy a small house in rural Ireland for those costs. And the story accompanied with a picture of the Taoiseach there, Leo Varadkar, shovelling a load of muck in Screggan that was at the ploughing last month. The Star running with Sinn Féin's low blow, party blast leprechaun jibe at Higgins in members group. This story reporting that Sinn Féin is quizzing members after President Michael D. Higgins was mocked in a party WhatsApp group. This is after he took part with all the other candidates in the presidential election in a debate on RTÉ Radio. won at the weekend. It's reported he was branded a leprechaun who needed a booster seat in these messages. So party headquarters have said the messages were inappropriate and disrespectful, and the WhatsApp group has been closed down. Just two other stories just to mention in the papers this morning. The Daily Mail reporting today that young women are the worst snorers. We're worse than men, it seems. Portly middle-aged men with a penchant for wine and beer are often thought to be the loudest snorers, but that's not entirely true. Experts have found that young women have joined the worst snorers. This is a survey of sleep disorders by the UK's Royal National Throat, Nose and Ear Hospitals, and it reveals that 34% of women aged 24 to 35 are the worst snorers. And just one story excuse me, that we want to end on. The Irish Independent reporting this morning that once popular names like Ethel and Norman could soon die out. This is research from Ancestry.ie, and it revealed that there may have been something about Mary in the past, but not anymore, it seems, in Ireland. In 1917, over 11,000 newborn girls were given the name Mary. But in 2017, only 64 girls were called Mary. So the popularity of names like Mary, and for boys then, John, Patrick and William, they're dying out in recent years. I don't know. I think if your mum isn't called Mary, if you're not Irish, if you need to have an aunt called Mary or a mother called Mary, if you really want to be Irish, let us know what you think. Are old traditional names falling out of favour? You can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You'll also get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. You'll also get me on Twitter at Susan Kyo News. Now, those are the stories making the headlines this morning. Still to come, as time ticks on Brexit, there's no border breakthrough. Sky's Enda Brady will join me with the latest. But up next, Shane Coleman will be here to tell us what's coming up on News Talk Breakfast.
Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.